and the first semester of 2007. We inform that this audio conference will be held in Portuguese with some simultaneous translation into English. Now all the participants are connected only in the listening-only mode, and later we will start the Q&A session when you will receive the instructions to participate. If you require any assistance during the audio conference, please require the assistance of the operator by pressing star zero. This audio conference is being recorded and will be made available at the site www.grendeni.com.br/RI of the company. Here today we have the major executives of Grendeni's management, who will also be available to take your questions. Fredo Grendeni Bartelli, Vice President of the Board and VP Director of the company. Rutimar Dallonda, Industrial and Sales Director. Delson Rossirola, Financial and Controllership Director. Luis Antonio Moroni, Sales. Doris Wilhelm, Relations with Investors. Edson Matsuo, Research and Development. And Marcus Dalbo, Marketing. We inform that the press release of the second quarter of 2007 with the comments on the company's performance is available at the website www.grendeni.com.br/RI in Portuguese and English. I will now like to pass the floor to Mr. Pedro Grendeni Bartelli, Vice Chairman of the Board and Vice President Director of the company. Good morning, and thank you for attending Grendeni's audio conference, where we will discuss the results of the second quarter and first semester of 2007. I will highlight the major aspects regarding the performance of the company in the first semester of 2007, and I will pass the floor to Doris, who is in charge of investor relations. We will talk about the company's performance in the second quarter of 2007 and about the prospects for the company. I will be available to take your questions together with the other executives of Grendeni at the end of this audio conference. I highlight that even in a very difficult scenario for the shoewear sector, especially due to the appreciation of the real in the period, Grendeni has had a positive performance. Major highlights of our performance in Q1-07 were: our actual performance was within the estimates we gave to the market at the end of last year, and which were enforced in the first semester of this year. The projections disclosed by Grendeni for the first quarter were achieved, and we can highlight that we had estimated a gross revenue above the first semester of the previous year, and we actually had a revenue of 580 million. That is an increase of 8.4 relative to last year. As for the sales volume, we estimated that it would be above the last semester of last year. We actually sold 56.9 million pairs, which is an increase of 2.2%. We had said that the average price was expected to be higher in this semester relative to the same period last year. We had an average price of 10.20 reais per pair. That is an increase of 6%. The gross margin remained stable at 37% of the net revenue, with a net income of 5.9% above the first semester 06, and the income reached 168 million reais. The EBITDA margin remained stable at 21% of the net revenue. That is 7% above the margin of the first semester 06, and this margin achieved 95.7 million reais. The net margin was also stable if we eliminate the non-recurring revenues in both periods for us to allow a correct comparison. The net margin remained stable at 17% of the net revenue, and in this semester, it grew by 8% relative to the same semester last year. In absolute amounts, it achieved 77 million reais. The growth in gross revenue relative to the first semester of last year can be explained by the positive performance of both the domestic and the foreign market, and by the successful strategies that have been adopted. As for the domestic market, which accounted for 81% of the gross revenue and for 66% of the sales volume, there was a 5% increase in revenue that reached 469 million reais, and a 9.7% growth in the average price that reached 12 reais and 54 cents per pair, and a decrease by 4.2% in volume that reached 37.4 million pairs. We sold a mix of products in this semester that had a higher value relative to the mix of products sold in the first semester of last year. But even so, we had a natural growth in terms of sales and average price. As for the external market, exports accounted for 19% of the gross revenue. And in terms of volume, exports accounted for 34% of our sales. Exports grew by 34.3% in dollar to reach a total of $54.4 million and 17.3% in volume to reach 19.5 million of pairs exported with an average price 14.3% greater in dollar. That is $2.79 per pair exported. It is worth highlighting that Grendene has been gaining market share in terms of exports, of total exports in Brazil. Of all the shoes exported by Brazil in the first semester of this year, Grendene accounted for 21.3% of the total volume as compared with 17.5% in the first semester 06 of all the shoes Brazil exported. In this year, our market share in the total exports of Brazil rose from 17.5% to 21.3%. Major reasons for our performance as a whole in the domestic and foreign markets in the first semester are especially the following. We maintained a policy of having a portfolio with greater aggregate value and greater perceived value, especially for the domestic market. We also repositioned the product with a smaller added value, that is mass products, that has shown a positive result, which also accounts for a growth in volumes sold. Exports have a good performance in terms of volume and revenue due to the expansion in new markets and in traditional markets, and due to the globalization of the Ipanema, Gisele Bündchen, and Melissa brands. We have also geared market efforts, increasing the number of promotional campaigns, especially abroad. And We had stable production costs. We maintained our margins and competitive prices of our products. To end my presentation, I would like to highlight that we are going to pay the first interim dividend relative to the fiscal year of 2007 by advancing 30 million reais, or 0.30 per ordinary share, relative to the results of the first semester of 2007. This dividend will be paid as of 22 of August 2007, and ex-dividend share will be counted from August 7, 2007. I now pass the floor to Doris for her comments about the economics and financial aspects of the second quarter of 2007 and estimates for the whole year. I remain available to take your questions at the end of the presentation.
Thank you, Pedro. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, and I will continue focusing the first semester. I will touch specifically the second quarter of 2007. We had a growth of 1.6% in our gross revenue, reaching 253 million, comparing 2006 to 2007. This is justified by the good performance both in the domestic market and exports, with an increase of 12.8% in sales volume, reaching 25.2 million of pairs, and a decrease of 9.9% in the average price. This resulted from a mix of a product that was differentiated in relation to the last year. Now, we had less added-value products. The second aspect is that this gross revenue, specifically in the domestic market, it was aligned with the second quarter of last year. We reached 217 million reais. This, due to a 9.8% increase in sales volumes, reaching 18 million of pairs, and a decrease of 8.9% in average price, reaching 11 reais per pair. Another aspect related in our revenue came from exports that maintained the same growth rate, and it was 23.6% above the dollar and 23% in volumes, reaching $18 million, equivalent to 6.3 million of pairs. This had a slight growth in 0.3% in the price, and this was due to the maintenance of the growth in global markets, Melissa and Ipanema Gisele Beach, both in international market and domestic, and also an increase in the volume of new markets and also traditional markets. When we talk about net revenue, it was 198 million, with an increase of 0.9% in relation to the second quarter of last year. This was proportionally lower than the increase we had in our gross revenue, and this was due to the increase in deductions. The gross profit was also stable in absolute terms, 73 million reais, and the margin was about 37% of the net revenue. Expenses. Advertising expenses reached 9% of the net revenue, and comparing to last year, it was 8.1%, an increase of 15.3% due to the larger number of campaigns run in this period. We had a repositioning of Ipanema point of sales that were paid in this period, and the campaign start running in July 1st this year. Then the adjusted EBITDA, it reached 34.5 million reais, a 17.4 margin, and a decrease of 9.1. This is explained especially by the increase of sales expenses. Financial results, net revenue of 6.2 million with a reduction of 8.6 million due to the increase in discounts given to customers. We mentioned this last quarter. We had financing expenses, exports, a special financing line for export called Exim, and other financial revenues. Last year, in the second quarter of 2006, we booked adjustment revenue, monetary revenue, in a non-recurrent tax process. And finally, adjusted net profit, 31 million with a net margin of 15.7 without the adjustment of non-recurrent revenues. Since we had non-recurrent revenues in both periods, when we calculate this volume without the effect of these revenues, we would have the following figures: net profit with recurrent revenues. From 31.2, it goes to 29.5. In the second quarter of 2006, that reached 41.8 million, taking out the recurrent, non-recurrent revenues, we had 29.8 million. In the second quarter, 2006, we were awarded in court with the PIS/COFINS taxes in the order of 12 million. And in this quarter, 2007, we have the return of a compulsory deposit from Eletrobras of 1.7 million reais. Therefore, the net profit, excluding non-recurrent revenues, was stable with a net margin of 15%. Now, let's go to the estimates for 2007. Gross revenue will be superior to 2006. Sales volume in 2007 will also be higher than 2006, and the average price in 2007 will be aligned with 2006, and we also expect a better participation of lower added value products as a result of the repositioning campaign for the Ipanema brand. Investments, as they mentioned, is about 10 million, and advertising expenses are about 8 to 9% of the net revenue. So, why do expect this growth in revenue and volume and the justifications? In the domestic market, we had a good feedback in our last exhibition, Francao, July 07, when we launched the spring-summer collection. And the acceptance level of client representatives and retailers were really well accepted, and the orders that were put reflect this type of acceptance. Another aspect is that the company is always looking for new things in technology, materials, design, the new marketing campaigns that are linked to sustainability. We have the water project, Agua, for Ipanema José Limbiche, and this project is just a continuity of the previous collection, the Waikato Xingu. And in the sustainability line, in the men's segment, we launched the slippers, and the recycled sandals. In addition, we are expanding our licenses and also accessories for the children's segment and some products that will have associated campaigns that will be run in the media. In September 07, we will start operations of our plant in the city Teixeira de Freitas. A very successful repositioning of the Ipanema brand, showing positive signs, and also that the campaign Anatomics Only Ipanema has, that was run in July 07. In addition, the strategy of launching products with a higher perceived value and the actual increase in revenue and consumption in the domestic market that shows light signs of recovery. We have now perspectives for growth in our exports, and they are backed by our globalization strategy for Melissa and Ipanema brands that present good results. In addition, we expand the number of countries we are present with the Ipanema GB branch, the new advertising campaign, and the new collection for the second semester of 07. We call this Ipanema G2B, related to the water project, and it's called H2O. And finally, the sustainable growth in all markets that we are present. Now we can open for questions, and you have details of this in our press release. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will start the questions and answers session. To ask a question, please dial star 1.
To withdraw your question from the list, dial star 2. Again, to ask a question, please dial star 1. Our first question comes from Mr. Marco Austin from Constellation. I have no questions at the moment. I have just entered the conference. There must have been a mistake. Our next question comes from Mr. Rafael Vember from Geração Futuro Broker. Good morning and congratulations for the result. My doubt is and the other executives. I saw the results in the foreign market with an average price that remained stable in the second quarter as compared to the second quarter of last year. Given the fact that Ipanema Gisele Bündchen was introduced in September and in Q4 there was a 10% increase in dollar, and in the other trimester, in the other quarter, there was also an increment in dollar, I think the average price should have increased in dollars. But this was not the case. Why was it not the case? Rafael, thank you for your question. Basically, it has to do with a mix of products. There was an effect of the exchange rate. The average rate was a bit worse than the average rate of Q4. There was the effect of the exchange rate, and it also had to do with the mix of products, which depends on the quarters. In each quarter, we have a larger concentration. In Q1, Europe has a greater weight, so the products we sell to Europe have a better average price, more brands, and so on. In Q2, we sell more products to the U.S., and the average price is lower. So it basically has to do with a mix of products. So it's not the impact of Ipanema GB, but rather the fact that you sold more to the U.S. No, no. It has to do with seasonality. Europe buys products in advance that impact more Q4 and Q1, whereas the U.S. buys in Q2 and some in the end of Q2. But we sell more to the U.S. in Q2. We continue selling Ipanema very well, but Ipanema was not the item that impacted the company at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask your question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Ms. Mariana Baus from the Banco do Brasil. Morning, Doris, Pedro. My question has to do a bit more with strategy. Do you have plans or any prospects or any investments because of your cash available? You have in excess of $600 million in cash. So my question has to do with the strategy. Are you planning the acquisition of a new company, or are you planning to enter a new segment of business, a new line of business? There was the acquisition of Azalea Bible Cabral, so I would like to know a bit about your strategy. Hi, Mariana. We have been studying the cash issue. We have studied some legal and tax issues in view of the Brazilian legislation and fiscal incentives, tax incentives, but we have no recommendations from experts to show these results and these resources in the financial demonstration and to be able to distribute and to pay them as dividends. If they had been accounted for as operating results, we would have to pay income tax and social contribution, which would impact by 20-25%. This prevents us from increasing the paying of dividends relative to the income from tax incentives. We are therefore using this cash in financial investments, working capital to finance our customers. You've seen the financial results, this has been increased, and investments, CAPEX. In terms of future acquisitions and our intentions relative to this, we have none. As we have said in the communique we issued in July the 13th, our business model is very unique and different from the traditional industries. So the synergy we have with the usual shoeware model of business is a bit peculiar. There is room for us to grow organically. We have clear strategies to grow domestically and internationally. We have a plant that will begin to operate, which is not for expansion purposes, but is a way for us to better use our installed capacity with the reallocation of assets. And this may, in fact, minimize or maximize the use of capacity. The plant will be able to produce 10 million pairs per year. But I think the company will always be open to analyze new businesses. And if it's a good deal for the company and a good business for the company, we will study these proposals or these opportunities. Just to remind you, if you want to ask any questions, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Mr. Marcos Apton from Constellation. Good morning. As regards the acquisition of Azalea, I would like you to comment a little bit.